It's an absolute pleasure to have my next guest on the show. It's not every day you get to speak to the Ambassador of France to Australia. His Excellency Jean-Pierre Thibault is visiting the far north, our beautiful part of the world, for a bunch of reasons, but really having a focus on our agriculture, our food products, and what potential linkages are there with our part of the world and France. Your Excellency, welcome to the show.
Thank you a lot, Gavin, and good afternoon to all the audience.
For listeners who may not be aware of your visit, it is a five-day visit to the tropics. Tell us what you're up to. What are you visiting and what's the purpose of the visit?
This is a fantastic program that has been put together for me by the Regional Development Australia. And it corresponds to a shared interest for agriculture. You know how strong the agriculture is in France. We are proud of our farmers, our companies, their innovation. And I know here in the tropical north, you have also very strong farming sector, a lot of innovation, a lot of young, but also more established companies. And the purpose is to share, to meet, to look into what could be shared interests, shared opportunities, investments. You know that in the future there will be a free trade agreement between Australia and Europe. So there are probably a lot of possibilities, opportunities, and that was the point. Meeting the families, meeting the growers, meeting the companies, meeting the mayors, and thinking about what we could do in the future together.
How much did you know about our agricultural sector here in the tropical north? Have you been surprised by what you've seen so far?
Honestly, yes, because I heard highly about the quality of the products, but I couldn't believe the diversity of it and also the extreme dynamism of the sector. I've met with young and elder farmers, growers, associations, mayors. They are united by the same spirit of innovation, the same spirit also of diversification, and also a willingness to go from bulk commodities, which has been a traditional way of agriculture in most of our countries, towards more premium products, more innovation. And this, I think, is a very good sign for the future. Consumers now want sustainable products first, but they want also premium, diverse products. And this is something of a sector in which we can invent, we can share expertise, but also we can jointly invest.
You're hearing from the Ambassador of France to Australia, His Excellency Jean-Pierre Thibault. Now, tell us about what happens next, if you like. What's the process? It's great, amazing for you to visit, of course, but I guess just explain to listeners about what does happen next. How do we capitalize on your visit? How do we get some of those premium products from our part of the world into your beautiful country?
The first step it was for me to really engage with big companies, you know, like Bosman Meal, but also smaller ones, and to identify where were the opportunities, at least at first sight. And I'm not coming alone. I came with the agricultural counselor at the embassy, somebody who's been sent from France by the French Ministry of Agriculture to have a real technical advice, so it's not only an ambassador going there and they being nice speech. It's really about technical expertise and assessment. Now we've been asked clear questions by the one we've met, and we hope we have provided first answers. But the next step is we have identified certain of the small or bigger companies which we think have a potential. So we will help put them in contact with French companies, either one which are existing here in this country or some which are not yet here in the country and might not know about the potential. That's the first thing. But the question is not only the product. The question is also about sharing of technology, innovation. It's also about eventually investment. Sharing technology is important because the agricultural sector is very innovative and needs innovation because of these quality premium products which are needed. Investments is because, you know, we have French companies, but there might be also Australian companies that are interested in tapping in the other sector. by investing, sharing the risk, and eventually the question, the market could be third markets. You know, there is a huge potential for diversification here in Australia, and French companies are interested to be part of it. As in the same way, like already very large French companies are here in Australia. Pernod Ricard, Lactalis in the dairy sector, those are major French companies which have invested here. So the next step is we have collected the ideas. We have, you know, sown some seeds about ideas, prospects. We'll try to make them blossom. And let's hope that it will be a continuous conversation. It's not a one-off visit. It is the willingness to establish a relation on the long term.
I know you're a foodie. You would have sampled lots of amazing produce and products. Now, I also know that you are a very, very experienced diplomat. But if you can put diplomacy to one side for a second, can you pick a favorite? Anything that stood out?
It's difficult, you know. In each shire or regional council, I probably have met great products and producers. So how do you want me to make a choice? But you know, there is a full range, you know, from farm Barramundi, you know, yesterday in Port Douglas with Okubara, which is a brilliant young company, to the new products. Very exciting that Mossman Meal is promoting and will be soon delivering for international markets. To the papaya, absolutely delicious, you know, as a skyberry and mango wine. I discovered mango wine.
And what did you think? What did you think? A lot of people don't quite enjoy mango wine. It's a bit of an acquired taste. What did you think?
You know, it's perfect for pleasure. It's yes. Perfect with certain dishes. Mm. And it's also, you know, I was at Golden Drop Mango Farm, and it's a fantastic history. If it's a family, you know, several generations were there. They love the mangoes, but they love also the product and the diversification that they are creating on the basis of it. So, you know, it's I think agriculture, and we are convinced as French, agriculture is also culture. Mm-hmm. That's the reason for which most of the French are like me, foodies. We like our food. Like the Australians do, it's a great potential not only to export products, but it's also a fantastic opportunity to sell a country, to sell a destination. Agriculture is the main driver in France, like here in Australia, for tourism, for cultural encountering, for telling stories, sharing good moments. And I think really here in the tropical north, I discovered the rich culture that is around food. So no, you won't make me name only one product. I think you have a fantastic array. You have excellent restaurants also, which I tasted. So I not only admire the food on the shelf or on the tree or in the pound, I also tasted it in restaurants. And I think it's great. It's a great destination. I understand the Europeans are already coming and we're used to come in large numbers. In this region, and I can't see why in the future they will continue. On the other way around, you know, because we have those things in common, I think it's a good start for having a deeper conversation between this part of the world, between Europe, and tap into the opportunities. Once again, we are not in competition. We are complementary. We are both producing fantastic products. We have this shared interest for it. It's a human relation beyond the trade relation. The trade relation has a lot of potential.
Well, drinking French champagne alongside some tropical north produce sounds pretty good to me, Ambassador.
That's a perfect match. Yes, I agree.
Perfect match.
And you know, maybe some mango wine with some French cheese.
Exactly.
Why not?
As a dessert. The dessert wine with some French cheese. Amazing.
A good cheese, especially a Roquefort.
Exactly.
Now, this love for the culture and the agriculture is really what struck me most while encountering with the families. I think I've not met with businessmen foremost or businesswomen. And I must say, I was impressed by the quality of all families who have a conviction, who look with a lot of confidence in the future.
That's the first part of my chat with the French ambassador. We ended up chatting for way too long for one show, so you'll hear from Jean-Pierre Thibault in next week's edition of The King Review, where we chat about the potential for us to brand our region to the world, to put a label, if you like, on our part of the world and export our produce to the world, as well as the big question about our relations between Australia and France on the mend. You can catch that on next week's edition of The King Review.